Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For anyone who has found us on their radio at 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone who is looking for a new church home or just a new church to visit, join us any Sunday. We are here at 10:30, and everyone who comes is welcome. The scripture selected for our openings of our service this morning is Psalm 124, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading, and it is entitled, "The Lord, the Defense of His People," a song of ascent of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have taken over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us up as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Prayer is so very important for the believer. And if you don't believe me, try living your life without prayer and see what a mess it'll be. Amen? I tell you this morning because we as believers, we need to pray. Well, folks say, well, what are you praying for, Ted? What? We're praying because the Master, he told us to pray. Amen? Amen. He told us to always go to him if we need anything. So that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep believing, and we're going to keep acting on those prayers. Amen? Amen. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Gayla, could you play us a prayer melody, please? Oh, Lord, we come to you, Lord, with so much on our hearts. It's so burdened down. And this morning, Lord, we ask that you would lift that burden, that you would help us by faith to keep believing, to keep praying, to keep trusting, to keep knowing that you'll take us through all the difficult paths that we have to go. Oh Lord, I pray that you would please bless this congregation. Bless each family represented here today, Lord. Bless those that are in need, those that are hurting, those that are weak, those, Lord, that don't know what to do. We ask, Lord, that you would be our guiding light. Show us the way, Jesus. You show us the way, and we'll follow. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. Thank you for loving us even when we're disobedient. Forgive us, Lord. Put our feet on the right path. Thank you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to, if you would all stand, if you'd stand, and just pass the peace to one another. Amen? Show each other some love.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes,
Let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with
you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you.
Here I am to rush. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether loving, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to
be. Yeah, he's here. So, no, John won't be here today. He said, hey, Juan, how you doing, man? Hey, Juan.
Oh, so highly exalted,
I told you about that stuff. Do you have my book? I'll give it to you. You call me.
Good, let's find our way back to our seats, will you? Please join me in our call to worship. Modern Affirmation, number 885. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare.
We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love,
whose mercy is over all his works,
and whose will is ever directed to his children's good.
We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of man,
the gift of the Father's unfailing grace,
the ground of our hope,
and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death.
We believe in the Holy Spirit
as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need.
We believe that this faith should manifest itself in service of love,
as set forth by an example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This should be the last day that goes over 102 degrees, right?
Oh, gee, that'd be awesome.
For this year?
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, so this is announcements time, and before I get to the birthdays and anniversaries, Frank wanted me to let you know that if you have announcements after I do the birthdays and anniversaries, he's going to have a microphone. He can make sure he gets to you with the microphone before you do the announcements. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the birthdays. All right, so we have three birthdays coming up this week. We have Sylvia Swain on the 30th. We have Phyllis Fees on the 2nd of September, and Doug Miller on the 3rd of September. And then anniversaries. All right, on the 28th, which is tomorrow, Gene and Elaine Bixler having their 13th anniversary.
All right.
All right, and wait, what's this? David and Mercy Whipple. David and Mercy Whipple. Wait. How are you doing? All right. On Wednesday the 30th, we're having our 7th anniversary. All right. So, yes.
I think I found out this morning. John, raise your hand. John, I'm also on the 7th.
All right. All right. Very good. All right. So we will sing Happy Birthday and just include the anniversaries in the birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you,
birthday to you.
All right. Do we have any announcements? Starting right over here.
Just one quick announcement. Finance committee meeting will be held. We'll have that after the service. So I think you've already been notified. So just to remind you of that. And if anyone else wishes to stay, they can certainly do that. So immediately after church, we'll have a finance meeting.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart? What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy on my soul. Wandering and going astray since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins which were many are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy on my soul like the sea billows roll. Possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy on my soul. Like a sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Save my soul, good gardener. Save my soul, good gardener. Evil flies in wanting to steal my hope. Work piles up, insecure boulders ready to crash, leaving no room to root. My faith begins to wither, as does our relationship. Distractions grow, choking my gratitude. My perspective, my spirit, guard me, guide me, deliver me, clear the land, weed then seed. Nourish the soil of my soul. I long to blossom and bring forth your fruit a hundredfold. Amen.
Let us prepare to receive our tithes and our offerings. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come today knowing that we are reminded that we are sowers of seeds. So help us to generously provide the seeds for your kingdom here. Make us the cheerful givers you so desire, and take our tithes, our offerings, use them always to your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our reading today is from Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9, the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow a seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell in rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever hears, let them hear. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Good morning, church. Before I say the prayer this morning, I just wanted to, I have to say this. This is the second time I've heard that the children has been scoffed at in the church. And I just feel that, listen, Jesus loved the children. So no matter what, the kids shouldn't be scoffed. And if anything, we shouldn't be turning away the kids. We should be inviting the kids to be in here. And I just have heard this a couple of weeks in a row, and I just feel kind of bad. Kind of got to me this morning. So I'm just the type of person that, hey, if something's on my mind, I'm going to mention it. But I just feel that, hey, we don't need to have that type of outlook of our church. We need to know to let all our children, they're welcome to whatever we have in this church. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, you sow yourself, the word of truth, generously, the word of life, graciously. Defend us from the evil one who sneaks to snatch us away. Fortify us for hard times and costly discipleship that we may endure. Deliver us from distraction, from worldly desires, and all that would lure us and choke us with false promises. Till us, turn us, enrich us with every blessing of your spirit, that we may be good soil, forever faithful and fruitful for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
As we prepare ourselves for the message, today I invite you to pause, breathe, and if you'd like, close your eyes so that you can invite God into your heart at this time. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come at this time, we come thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that as your spirit delivers the message through Pastor Ted, that you give our pastor strength and courage, that you use him as the instrument to spread your word to us. And the seeds that are planted here, let them grow within us, and let us take those seeds and spread them to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. You kids ever hear about a TV program called Captain Kangaroo? Okay. All right. Sometimes I feel like Captain Kangaroo coming down here. Captain Kangaroo used to wear a big old coat with a lot of big pockets on. Anyway, hey, you kids are way too young for that. Well, good morning, children.
Good.
All right. Here, let me hear somebody say that real loud.
Good morning.
All right. So, what did you guys learn in Kids Club this morning?
Oh. Today I drew the cross on the chalkboard, and it meant three reasons.
Okay.
Son, the Father. Son, the Son. And Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. What about you, young man? What'd you learn in Kids Club this morning? I learned to smile, because that's what you're doing. It's a pretty smile, too. Big smile. What about you? What'd you learn? What'd you do? Tell them jokes this morning?
I know. We learned about a man who threw seeds in the path, and Some landed in rocks, some landed in thorns, and also some got eaten by birds, and some grew up as corn.
Okay. Hey, man. So you learned about someone who was doing what? Sowing seeds, wasn't you? And sowing seeds. Colt, what about those seeds, buddy? Yeah, he did more than just smile. What did he do? Let me tell you kids what was all about. Listen to me, okay? Somebody went out to sow seeds, all right? And those seeds, he spread them all over the world. And he's sowing those seeds. You know what that seed was? What do you think it was? They were what?
God's seed.
They were God's seeds. They were God's word, wasn't it? And he's sowing those seeds so that you and me and everybody else, we can hear God's word.
It was a sunflower seed.
Okay. Sunflower seeds. Okay. Smiley wants to talk now. Okay. All right. Okay. You want to talk too? Okay. So anyway, he sowed those seeds. And some of those seeds didn't fall on very good ground, did they? Yeah. Where'd they fall? They fall on rocky soil. And when things fall on rocky soil, they don't grow, do they? They don't grow at all. So what the sower is doing, he's putting his seed out all over the world in the people's hearts. And he's doing that because he wants them to know all about who? Who's he want them to know about?
God and Jesus.
Amen. So it's up to us. It's up to us. That seed goes in our what? In our hearts, doesn't it? In our what?
Hearts.
Well, in my
open.
Okay. In your what now? In your heads and in your hearts. So he's sowing those seeds so you will know who he is. But sometimes that seed falls on what? Rocks and stuff. Say that again.
It won't grow that much.
That's right. So.
And it grows. And.
Now, let me ask you this question. What kind of ground, what kind of heart will that seed grow in?
Deep soil.
She said deep soil. What about that deep soil?
It's God's soil.
God's soil? Okay.
Soil and it was those things that you put after you put the plant in.
Okay.
It's rich soil.
Rich soil. Okay.
Oh, no.
The soil that he really wants to, when he puts those seeds in, it's good soil, and that's the good soil in your heart. And when that seed hits that good soil, it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And you know what happens when it grows, children? It never, hopefully it won't. And boy, you'll just have, you'll be able to produce all kind of nice things for the Lord, you know? Well, I don't know about that. So remember this. Hopefully God's word will fall on the good soil of your heart, okay? And then you'll be able to be the type of person that the God wants you to do, okay? Now, before we go, I got to let this young man here say something because he's just waiting to talk. Here you go. So, anyway, remember this. The sower sows those seeds, and they want to fall on good ground, all right? All right, children. Thank you so much for listening. And now y'all can go back to what you were doing, all right?
Eating cookies.
Okay.
God died for the cross for us.
He surely did. Did you folks hear what this young man said? He said, God died on the cross for us. Amen. Yes, he did. God bless y'all.
I'll ask this question to the adults. Who knows anything about Captain Kangaroo? Oh.
Okay, just testing you. I thought maybe you were all going to say.
What about Captain Kangaroo, Carolyn? Oh, okay. Amen. I did too. Every morning.
Amen.
Good morning. So glad to be here this morning, and the Lord has a great lesson for us this morning. It's called the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. And in chapter 13, the Lord talks about, he tells people stories in parables. And if you read all of chapter 13, you'll find that there were several parables that he told. Some of the parables he told to the people, some he told to his disciples. And some of the parables he wanted them to understand, and some of them they couldn't understand. We're going to focus on this particular parable in verses 1 through 9 of chapter 13. You see, in this parable, our Lord describes four types of soil, maybe four types of people. And he tells this parable, he says, a sower went out to sow some seeds. He says, a farmer rather, and as he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it. Some of them fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was pretty shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still others seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times of which was sown. And the Lord ends this parable with this statement. He says, whoever has ears, let him hear. Now, why do you think Jesus said that at the end of this parable? Because this is a parable that he wanted the people to know that they could not understand this parable by themselves. They would need help to understand it. So let us take a look at what the Lord meant by this. And if you would look in 13 verses, I believe it's 18, the Lord tells us what this parable means. He says, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, the devil, comes and snatches it away, which was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. And then the seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word. They hear the word and they receive it with joy. But since they have no root, it only lasts a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of God's word, they quickly fall away. And the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word out, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. And this is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. What the Lord is telling them and telling us, God's word goes out. It depends on what type of heart that you have and how you will receive and respond to his word. You see, Jesus preached to a lot of people. But even though some they saw miracles and things that he did, they never really got it. Some just didn't believe him. So he's speaking this parable to let them know that, hey, you better listen to what I got to say, because this is very, very, very important. So I want to say this. If you're here this morning and you may be in a bad season of your life, your heart condition may not be right. Maybe God's word has fallen on your heart when it was hard. But I got some good news for you. It says, a question. How's your heart status in this season of your life? I wonder this morning, is your heart like the hard path? You don't absorb or understand the message of the gospel. You're resistant to it, or you're just outright saying, I don't want nothing to do with it. Or is your heart like the rocky place where you find you are no longer joyful about following Christ like you once were? You see, some of us, we go so far and then the enemy will steal our joy, and then we tell the Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. That's the rocky place. You see, maybe you've one who've been criticized. Maybe someone's laughed at you, even rejected you, turned you away because of your faith. And you get afraid, and then you stop following Jesus as closely as you once did because it's no longer popular in your circle of friends. Or maybe God just doesn't seem to be answering your prayers, and he feels so distant. You see, this is a real issue, and it happens to a lot of us. Perhaps that's you this morning. Or is your heart like the thorn and weed infested soil, where your life is so crowded, so busy, so full of distractions and emergencies, and that the life of God is being choked out, and you feel like you're dying a slow spiritual death? Or perhaps your heart is like the good soil he talks about, where you understand the message of the kingdom, you're enduring persecution and criticism, you're living a focused life based on how God is leading you, and as a result, you're seeing some very good things happen. You see, your relationships are deeper now. You're finding more joy and peace in your home. You have the sense of purpose and meaning. God is the driving engine of your life, and you're affecting those around you with this message. If that's you, hey, that is awesome. And I would encourage you to keep going, and please don't stop doing. Now, the one who is sowing this soil is the Lord. But you know what, folks? He wants us to be sowers also. We are to be sowers of the seed. And that seed is the gracious gospel of Jesus Christ. We ought to be sowing that seed. And to sow this seed, you're going to need to tell two stories. Two stories. You're going to need to tell the story of the gospel. And then you're going to tell your story. Now, some folks say balk at when you say, I got to tell my story. You don't have to, you know, be, just tell your story. Tell people what the Lord has done for you. Tell them how he brought you out of darkness into life. I want to share with you perhaps three people who the soil fell on bad ground, but as they progressed and as the seed began to grow, they transit from the bad soil to the good soil. One of those people is the Apostle Paul. Paul started out the darkest of dark. He was killing Christians. But after a while, that seed fell in his heart on good soil, and it began to produce all types of fruit, all types of good things began to happen. Paul began to focus his life on Christ. Now, I'm not telling you to be like Paul. What I'm telling you this morning is to be like you. Be like what the Lord has how he's blessed you. And another one is a person by the name of Fotina, I believe pronounce it. This is the woman at the well. That saw when Jesus met her, she was living in adultery. But when God's word fell on her heart, oh my goodness, it changed her life. And she began to go throughout Samaria and even other places and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And another one you could say was Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector and he cheated people. Oh, but when he had an encounter with Jesus, oh my goodness, his heart was changed. And Jesus went to his house. And after Jesus, he got through talking with him and explaining things to him, Zacchaeus began to say, Lord, I'm going to give back the stuff that I stole from people. His heart was changed. You see, if you're in a bad season right now, you don't have to stay there. The Holy Spirit and God's word will move you from one part to another if you let it. You see, folks, the gospel is very, very, very powerful. It can change hearts. It can change lives. It can make you a brand new person if you will believe, if you will submit to the Lord's will. The gospel is very important. And then I want to tell you one more story about a man, which is, this one's pretty dear to my heart. There was a baseball player many, many years ago, back in the early 1900s. His name was Billy Sunday. Anybody ever heard of that name, Billy Sunday? Billy Sunday was a mean old rascal, had a dark heart. He played at that time for the Chicago White Sox. I believe that was the name of it. And as he, but one day, the Lord got a hold of him, and changed his life. And he went to a mission in Chicago, which is still in operation even right now. The name of that mission is the Pacific Garden Mission. He went there and he had his life changed. And he became one of the Lord's most useful servants as a preacher. Now, I'm telling you this morning so that you can know that God's word can do a mighty work in your heart if you let it. You don't have to remain in the position that you're in. You can step out of that bad season and into a good season. And know this, dear one, the season that you're in now may be bad, but that does not mark you as who you are. What marks you as who you are is the Holy Spirit that will change your life. You see, the Holy Spirit will seal you with his seal when you become a child of God. He that has ears, let him hear. Jesus knew, he knew there were some that didn't believe him. And even today, there are some that just flat out reject the gospel. But I would encourage you and challenge you to take God's word. Become a sower of the gospel, the sower of seed. And know that when God's word gets a hold of you, there will be so many changes. I still can remember how I was walking in darkness, how I was doing everything wrong, how I thought I knew everything, and I knew that I didn't care nothing about God. I just wanted to chase girls and have fun. I thought that's all it was about going to church. But one day the Lord got a hold of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. One day he got a hold of my heart and said, Ted, you don't need to live this way, and I want you to live for me. Now, since that time, I went in the military and I went down a lot of wrong alleys. But the one thing, oh, I thank God for this, that he did. He sent me a beautiful wife. a wife that I did not deserve. And he gave us some wonderful children. And I thank him every day that he set my feet, my path on the right. Now, for you, what are you going to do with God's word this morning? What kind of soil will it fall on in your heart? Will you be the one to say, Lord, I'm scared. I can't do this. Or will you be the one that said, yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, I know they're going to talk about me, but I'll go. Yes, Lord, I know I'm going to lose some friends, but I'm still going to sow this seed. Look around you, folks. I'm not talking about sowing seeds in Africa. I'm talking about sowing seeds in Sunrise and in this area of Foster Road, where you live, your neighborhood, where you work. Sow those seeds of the gospel. And I tell you what, folks, when you start doing that, that's when you start trusting Jesus. That's when you get close to him. That's when you can feel his leading, and that's when you can know, say, Lord, I know you're with me. And I got to tell you, it's not going to be easy. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So church, you keep on serving. You keep on driving. You keep on focusing on Jesus. And you keep on growing in Christ. And I know in my heart that God's going to do a mighty work here in this church. And you know what, folks? He's going to do it in spite of us. Amen? May the Lord bless you and keep you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, to be a sower of God's seeds, your heart's got to be right. And I want to issue the invitation to anyone this morning. If your heart's not right with the Lord, maybe you are one who's following Christ, but perhaps you're not following the way he wants you to. Maybe you're one who wants to do the right thing, but somehow or another you keep bumping your head up against the wall. What you need to do is give it to Jesus. Let him lead and guide you, and know that you can't do it by yourself. You need his help. The invitation is open to anyone who wishes to come, who wishes to pray, who wishes to say, not my will, Lord, but yours. The invitation is open to anyone who wishes to come to Jesus.
Would you stand for our hymn of invitation, Just a Closer Walk with Thee?
I am weak, but thou art strong. Time for me will be no more.
just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen. You may be seated. Myself, dear ones, I want to be a sower of the Lord's seeds. I want to go out while I'm still on this earth and spread those seeds, the blessed gospel. And I hope this would be your wish too, because you know what, folks? That's what a church does, amen? We are sowers of the seed. So I want you to think about that. Think about that. Think about what you can do for God's kingdom. Think about how you can be a difference maybe in somebody's life that you may not even know. God bless you. Jesus loves you very much, and I love you very much too. And I pray that that message this morning, it fell on good soil, so you can be you can produce a lot of fruit. And remember what Jesus said. He said the harvest is what? Plentiful. But the laborers are what? Few. Jesus needs us. May we answer his call even right now. God bless you.
We have some prayers here. I guess first and foremost, everything that's in the bulletin there for the people that aren't here and everybody else that we already have listed, remember. Okay, we have prayer for Jerry, Amy, and Ruben Perez. Ruben has COVID. Bob is still feeling dizzy. Mike's brother-in-law has bronchitis. Ryan's grandson will be 28 on the 29th. Okay. And please pray for Lance. He needs all your prayers.
Amen.
And unless anybody else has any more prayers they need to share, I guess we'll go ahead and
pray. No.
Let us go to the throne of grace and ask the Lord to answer our prayers. Amen. Now, before you do this, though, I got to warn you. The Bible tells that he that believeth, that wants something from God, you got to believe him. You got to believe in him, and then you've got to believe that you will receive what you ask for. What I'm saying is, we must have the faith to believe that God will do what we ask him. Amen? Let's pray. Oh, Lord. Where our faith is weak, we ask you to build it up, Lord. Lord, where our strength is weak, we ask you to give us strength. Lord, where we are against one another, help us to be for one another. And Lord, we pray for each one on that prayer list. Even those, Lord, that are sick and shut in this morning. Even those that are here this morning that are in pain. Don't know how they even got here. By your grace, we lift them up to you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you because we know that you are the great provider and that you will hear our prayers. So we come humbly before you, asking for healing, asking for mercy, asking for grace for each one of us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We believe you'll do it. We believe because you said you do it. And we thank you, Lord. Watch over us and take care of us. We need you, Jesus. We need you. Help us. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
And as we depart from here today, let us remember all of those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. Let us join together again next Sunday and receive the message that our pastor will have for us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Living for Jesus?
If you can. We're going to ask for both finance and admin council. If you're part of either one, would you please stay for the meeting?
Stop, y'all.
Roy, God bless you. God bless you. You keep coming back, all right? Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Remember, that position, just waiting on you, all right? God bless you, all right? Yeah. Thank you, hon. God bless you. You know what? That's going to be my aim. It is. Thank you, Gene. That is...